This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Bruchim Abayim. Welcome everyone. This time of the year, as we begin to learn Sefer Shemais, is called Shoivivim. Shoivivim stands for the parashas that we read this time of the year, Shemais, Va'era, Boi, B'Shalach, Yisroi, and Mishpatim. My dear friend, Rabbi Avram Kogelman, is one of the great forces behind disseminating, promoting the awareness of Shoivivim, and he already encouraged me to start speaking about the subject. So I want to share with you the importance of Shoivivim specifically for this time of the year, so we have a more profound awareness of the meaning of this man of the year. Because in a regular year, we refer to it as Shoivivim. In a leap year, this year is a leap year, it's an Ibra year, we call it Shoivivim Tat, because it actually continues to the parashios of Teruma and Tetzaveh. Let's try to get an understanding. What is the explanation, what is the rationale behind Shoivivim? On a simple level, the Levush teaches us, and this is brought by Reb Chaim Falaji in the Sefer Moed L'Chol Chai, Simen Chav Ches Ois Tes. He quotes the Levush in Simen Tavresh Pehe, that during this time of the year, and especially in the leap year, where there is a lot of time from Cheshvan until Iyar, it is considered more prone for Nashim, who are Me'ubaros, women who are pregnant, their Vladois are more in peril to have a safe Yetziah and to be born healthy. And as a special segula to protect the children, the babies that they should be born, B'Shalom. So it was customary to fast this time of the year, Monday and Thursday, during these weeks of Shoivivim. And the Levush explains, as brought by Reb Chaim Falaji, that because these parashiyos speak about the procreation and the Pru Revu of Klal Yisrael, like we read beginning in Shemais, we speak about Uvnei Yisrael, Paru, Vayishutsu, Vayirbu, Vayasum, Vimayid Ma'id, Vatimale Arts Oisam. We speak about the explosion of the Jewish people from a family of 70 to 600,000. So this is the time of the year that we read about the Pru Revu of Klal Yisrael. Therefore, this time of the year is Mesugal to daven and to pray, to fast, that the Jewish babies are born b'shat tova matzlachas and healthy. And that's why they're specifically connected and it's of specific relevance during an Ibra Yar, as the Levush explains, that because of the extra duration, the Levush says, between Cheshvan and Iyar, it was considered more prone for sakana, and therefore it is more important to be mispalel and to do tshuva. Kabbalistically, it is well known, the Be'er Heitev brings in Siman Tafresh Pehe from the Arizal, and the Shar HaTzion also discusses this, that this time of the year is predisposed, is designated to be Mesakein in Yanei Kedusha, to be Mesakein being Moitzi Zara Levatala, and it's specifically during the parashas of Shemais, Va'era, Boi B'Shach Yisrael, and Mishpatim, until the parash of Kisikne Eved Ivri, because these weeks we read about Klal Yisrael and Mitzrayim, where they received a tikkun for the Hitzah Zer Levatala of Adam Harishain, and this is a Kabbalistic approach to the Shoivivim, which is brought by the Be'er Heitev and discussed at length in the Berkei Yosef. But Reb Chaim Falaji brings on a very clear level, so a level that perhaps we can understand, why Shoivivim is particularly relevant in an Ibra Yar. Says Reb Chaim Falaji, Simen Chav Ches, Sivkatan Yerbez, that we know in an Ibra Yar, we add in the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, Ulechaparas Pasha, that Hashem gave us Rosh Chodesh for atonement. Why do we specifically request atonement in an Ibra Yar? If somebody did an Avera, they always need atonement, whether it's a leap year or it's not a leap year. And Reb Chaim Falaji says something very interesting. While we always have to be careful not to sin, you have to be especially careful that if you do sin, you don't want two people watching you, because then there'll be two Edim who could testify against you. Now the truth is, there are always two entities that could bear witness when we do something wrong, and that is the sun and the moon. However, says Reb Chaim Falaji, the sun and the moon, they cannot join up in one testimony. And that's because they're each doing their own thing. The sun has its course, it's a 365-day cycle. The moon is 12 cycles of 29 or 30 days. And the two cycles of the sun and the moon are never reconciled, are not typically reconciled. And therefore, it's one aid and one aid, and they cannot be mitzarif. However, in an Ibrayar, where we add a month in order to reconcile the solar calendar with the lunar calendar, so in a year with the sun and the moon could join forces, then we have to worry, like Moshe Rabbeinu calls to testimony, Ha'azina ha'shamayim v'adabera v'sishma aretz imrefi, the heaven and earth could bear testimony, the sun and the moon could bear testimony. And at a time like this, in a year like this, we have to be extra careful to try to daven and do tshuva to gain kapara so that we don't have testifying against us both the sun and the moon. That's the particular relevance of shoivivim in an Ibrayar, which we call shoivivim tat, adding the weeks of Tshuma and Tetzaveh. So it's a time of the year that we're mechazik ourselves in Inyanei Kedusha, Shmiras Einayim, Shmiras Habris, and Taras HaMashpacha, and whatever we could do to take advantage of Skula Sazman, it will bring an aliyah to all of our families, and Bezos Hashem, Psuros Toivois to Klal Yisrael. Wishing everyone bracha v'hatzlacha.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.